Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die.
With tonight's guest and musical guest, Sir Ivan.
Look at the night sky.
Also known as Peace Man, he's the superhero with a super cause. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Happy New Year, everybody. It is 2015. Have I heard it once or twice or a million times so far? Wow, I can't believe it's 2015. And, you know, that's exciting and fun to say, wow, it's 2015, and it is. Question is, for me, and probably for all of us here at Life Changes, is 2015 already that much different than 2014? For us, the answer is yes, in a really big way. And we're very excited for not only this show, but this year, and for all the people that we know that are out there making huge differences in the world. Now, 2 years ago, we started something on New Year's Eve with Milena Gamboa of We Resolve, of the, the Global Resolutions organization. She was preparing for eventually in the next few years to come that we would all make New Year resolutions and have a big party on New Year's Eve celebrating what we can do for the world, as opposed to what we can do for ourselves, as in, well, I'm going to lose weight this year, I'm going to stop smoking this year, which is all good stuff. But imagine if we can do that and do something really great for the world. And we thought at Life Changes, wouldn't it be great if this is the year of us all focusing more and more and more on peace? And here we have, of all people, who better than to have the Peace Man, Sir Ivan, as our guest, as our first guest of 2015, our first guest of our new series of 100 shows. This is our 300th and first show. So it's a first on many levels, and we are happy to have our guest on our show being Sir Ivan, the Peace Man, right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo, and technically our show could be called From Bank Board to Top 10 Billboard. Instead, we called it The Superhero with a Super Cause, Sir Ivan, a.k.a. Peace Man. He's a banker turned singer, reality TV celebrity, philanthropist, and activist. Sir Ivan has led a life that movies and dreams are made of, and he is with us live right now on Life Changes. Welcome, Sir Ivan.
Welcome.
Thank you. Indeed, welcome all to 2015 and a new world that we're all creating, right?
Absolutely.
You know, we talked earlier how we've been wanting you on the show for a long time, and then isn't it an interesting coincidence that here you are as our first guest of 2015, our guest of the 301st show, and today you had some great news, and tomorrow's your birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sir Ivan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So thank you for celebrating with us on your birthday eve.
My pleasure.
We talked about so many things before, and we thought a great place to start is this whole peace man, like this Cape Crusader superhero aspect of the persona that you are building. As a matter of fact, we put the peace mobile up as our cover photo on our Life Changes Facebook page. We just loved it so much and thought it was really awesome. Tell us about the idea behind all of this.
Well, for 20 years, I was in the banking business with my family. And when the bank got sold, it was time to live the dream I had since I was a child. That was to pursue a career in the entertainment business, singing, dancing, and maybe I'd tell a joke or two. The thing is, though, is I was at the age of 45, so it's getting a late start in the entertainment business, to say the least. But I said to myself, if George Foreman can become the heavyweight champion of the world at the age of 45, then nothing's going to keep me from getting a hit record at the age of 45. So,
you're here.
It worked. What happened was I was thinking over and over again. At the time, I wasn't a songwriter. So I was thinking, I have to pick one of the songs that if I don't write and my friends aren't songwriters, I'm going to have to pick a song, just one of my favorite songs, and remake it. And I couldn't think of what I'm going to do. Suddenly, I hear a song on an oldie station, and I realize I'm listening to John Lennon's Imagine. And believe it or not, I had never really paid much attention to the song. I heard it in the background. It was an incredibly slow ballad. If a song to me didn't make me get up and want to dance, I really didn't pay that much attention to the lyrics. This time was different. This time I'm listening to the words, and all of a sudden I have like a revelation. And say, God, this is exactly what I feel, what I believe, what I think the world should follow. I'm going to remake John Lennon's Imagine as a dance record, 130 beats per minute, and do it in 2001, exactly 30 years after the original came out in 1971, and teach an entirely new generation of kids that are dancing in the clubs, and bring back the meaning of that song, that era, the 60s, and champion all the causes from that period of time, since they're as much important these days as they were in the 60s. That being civil rights, human rights, gay rights, animal rights, children's rights, environmental rights, the entire women's rights, everything that was important and urgent that needed to take place and change in the world in the 60s, and did change vastly across the globe, to this day, still needs changing, believe it or not. And when I saw that these problems still existed, I decided my role was no longer just to be a song and dance man, but to be singing about songs where the lyrics could actually end a war like they did in the Vietnam days in the 60s, when the songs that the rock stars were performing really carried the tune of the revolution. And through protest and revolution and the music and what it stood for, it actually brought a war to an end. So it proved that the pen was mightier than the sword. And from that point on, I pledged to do the same, to take songs from the 60s, remake them, and do original songs in the spirit of the 60s, but with the same purpose. Try and teach, to try and educate, as opposed to just simply entertain.
Well, for, For those who are wondering what this sounds like or what some of the songs are, a little later in the show, since Sir Ivan is both our guest and our musical guest, which is a first for us, because we wanted to be able to feature not only Sir Ivan and his causes and his music, we decided to dedicate the whole show to this. So a little later on, we're going to have two songs. We'll give you a taste of a 60s remake, and we'll give you a taste of one of his original songs coming up a little later in the broadcast. So you actually not only achieved the one hit, but you achieved many hits, making the top 10 and the Billboard's chart and the dance charts with several of the songs already, and you're not done.
Well, I never really answered your first question. The question was, how did you become Peace Man? The question is, once I changed careers from banking to music, and started, as I said, at the age of 45, I wanted the world to know right away that Ivan Wilde, the former banker, was past tense, and Sir Ivan, the singer, was present and future tense. So therefore, I decided, look, I wasn't doing rock and roll, so I wasn't wearing long hair. I'm not a hip-hop or rapper. I wasn't wearing 9 gold chains. I was doing dance music, and I decided, what am I going to wear on stage that would represent who I now am and what I'm doing? And since I was singing peace songs, I wound up wearing a peace cape, ultimately, with a peace sign on the back. And then I earned the nickname Peace Man, just as Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man became known, although Spider-Man doesn't wear a cape.
Right. You actually wear a peace symbol now as a necklace, and I mean, I've seen different images of you, and it's kind of all over. It's become your thing.
Well, I can't not practically wear the capes 24/7. Although I wear them as often as possible, and have them in every single color under the sun. But yes, the peace sign that I do wear 24/7, and as a result of fans and friends knowing what's important to me, I have a great collection of things with peace signs on them, from watches to cufflinks, to necklaces, to jewelry, to towels, to placemats, to coffee mugs, you name
to
it.
To a limo.
To a limo, yes, exactly. To a closet full of capes, to a limo.
And Sir Ivan, you know, this is a perfect time to mention that this was part of why we were so excited to have you on the show. You know, we call ourselves call our conversations authentically entertaining, and this authenticity is obviously core to who we are. And whereas a lot of artists are out there use gimmicks and you know, imagery and things like that, you are Peace Man, and that's more of what we're going to talk about is the, you know, the heart of your cause, how, you know, you mentioned how you got there, but it is truly it's in your DNA. It's you know, it goes way beyond the imagery, and that's what's most impressive to me in who you are and your causes and you know, the day-to-day effort that you're making to bring peace and usher a better way of being into the world.
That is true, thank you. The accessories, shall I call them, whether it's the cape or whether it's the limo, whether it's the peace sign necklace, they all just they help me stay focused on this path I've chosen. And you are correct, I am Peace Man 24/7 every day of the year.
And you know, so much of what you do gets so much attention, and then ultimately the message comes through. So if people are being attracted by the outfit or the costumes or the limo or the big parties that are often talked about that you throw and the fantasies that the parties are. So when we come back, I'd like to talk about those parties, because ultimately the parties have a big message, and some of them are held for a big purpose and for a handful of causes. So when we come back, we'll talk about those aspects of the Peace Man when we come back here on Life Changes.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat,
by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
This is The Life Changes Show, and this is Filippo, and our guest today is Sir Ivan, a.k.a. Peaceman, banker turned singer, reality TV celebrity, philanthropist, activist. He's here with us today, and we are happy about that. Before we went on break, we talked about parties. There are all kinds of people that throw parties, and all kinds of celebrities and wealthy millionaires and billionaires that throw parties that are the things that TV shows are made of. And I happened to be watching one of a clip of a party at Sir Ivan's castle in the Hamptons, and all of a sudden there was this war scene happening in the middle of the party, and I questioned myself, what's this about? This is, and I was open to like what the possibilities could be, but I did not expect this. As the glow sticks were falling into the pool and in the around the party outdoors, as they were bombs, etc., Sir Ivan said this over the loudspeakers: "I wish we lived in a world where wars were fought with glow sticks." That stopped me cold, or I should say it stopped me warm-hearted. Sir Ivan, can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure. One of the many causes, one of the primary causes that my personal foundation, the Peaceman Foundation, champions is those that suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. So it ranges anywhere from teenagers who've been bullied to soldiers who've come back from the war on terrorism, and they're just never the same from their experience. The post-traumatic stress disorder being, in more cases than not, a permanent traumatic blow to the nervous system, emotionally, psychologically, that is very devastating and can keep somebody from a minimum of not being able to sleep, from nightmares to becoming a drug addict or an alcoholic, not being able to work, to literally not feeling they can fit in anywhere with their family and society again, and in the worst case scenario, attempting suicide or committing suicide. So it's something that touches upon almost everyone, because the trauma doesn't have to come from just bullying, just war, just a car accident where you lose your parents, or something like that. It could come from any nightmarish situation that leaves that sort of scar upon you. So I just felt that And given the fact that my late father was an Auschwitz survivor and that I had 59 of my relatives murdered by the Nazis, including aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, small children, and babies, that would be a cause that I would be able to champion, having a tragic family history of my own. That being the case, I created the Peace Man Foundation. That being the case, I try to help anyone that's oppressed, depressed, or hurt in any way. And my foundation raising money has been a great way to help people with their lives, deal with their problems. I'm fortunate enough to have that amazing father who, despite the fact that he was in Auschwitz, survived two death marches and another extermination camp called Mauthausen, came to America and lived the American dream. A book and probably a movie one day will be written about, will be produced based on the book. But nonetheless, he did what no man has ever done before, and had a very large footsteps to follow in. Business-wise, I would never be able to do it since he even attempted to do it. That could be one of the reasons I never was fond of business and went the creative route, so that I could create my own destiny and my own achievement. But anyhow, that's how it came to champion for post-traumatic stress disorder and to battle the bully.
I heard you say once, saddest thing in the world is to see people survive the war and then come back and take their own life. So for anyone who wants to give to the Peaceman Foundation, you can go to thepeacemanfoundation.com. And actually at SirIvan.com as well. And you can learn all about the charity and help support in whatever way you can through that organization, and maybe even attend a party, which I know that some of the big donors get invited to, and experience some of the fantastical experiences that you put people through, because you want through your parties to take people through a fantasy they've never experienced before.
Correct.
this might be
it's become another talent each year, trying to throw a party that was greater than the one before.
Yeah, I bet it's work too, because from what I've seen, they just get more fantastical. So more power to you. This is probably a really good time to play one of your songs. We have chosen for the first song, or Kumbaya, which, tell us about that for those who of us who don't know.
Well, no one knows who wrote the song Kumbaya. It's rumored to be, a legend has it, that it was a slave song that they sang during their misery being brought over from Africa to the States. And I changed a few words around, and I set it to dance music instead of it being a spiritual, sort of a gospel-like song, which it had always been. And once again, I did something that no one had ever done before. No one ever did it with a Beatles song, and no one ever did it with the spiritual song, Kumbaya. In my case, the video, I had the director create a theme where two African tribes were battling one another, since there's a tribal warfare that's been going on in Africa, in Darfur, in Rwanda, another genocide, and it's black-on-black killing. So I symbolically used two tribes in ancient warfare, with spears and knives, fighting each other to symbolize what was going on in Africa today in certain spots, to try to bring awareness and an end to that genocide in Africa. So, when I sing, the natives on both sides decide to drop their weapons, go from killing each other to dancing with each other. And then ultimately, and then go from dancing to each other to making love to one another, and then from making love to one another to making art together. So I take them on a healing, therapeutic, and beautiful trip from war to art. And that's what that video does. So enjoy Kumbaya.
Indeed. Well, us and over 1,682,755 people on YouTube so far, and much more than that because it's also listed in other places like Vimeo and a couple different versions of it. So if you want to be one of those people that help battle hate crimes and treat victims of PTSD, you can show your support by going to the peacemanfoundation.com. Here is Sir Ivan and Kumbaya.
Give them home.
That is Sir Ivan and Kumbaya. There are a couple themes that come up when I listen to that, and they're all from the 60s, obviously Kumbaya, but there are other songs like Imagine and a couple others that we'll talk about when we come back. However, what I am feeling is that the 60s, that we might be actually in agreement with something that I've been thinking about from the 60s. Let's talk about the 60s when we come back with Sir Ivan right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio. I'm sitting here with Mark Legere, and we are on the phone with Sir Ivan, otherwise known as Peaceman. We just heard, for those of you who are joining us, you'll have to hear it in the archives. We just heard Kumbaya. And actually, whether you're joining us or not, you can always go to sirivan.com, Sir, S-I-R, Ivan, I-V-A-N.com. And you can get the music there, all kinds of music. And Sir Ivan, what I wanted to talk about is I looked at this list of song. We heard Kumbaya. Then there's Here Comes the Sun. There's Hare Krishna. And I'm thinking, okay, obviously you spoke about it. There was a strong 60s influence. But the themes of the 60s that you also mentioned, I tend to look at like this. Though I wasn't around to speak of during the 60s, I think that the concepts were like children saying, hey, I want to do this. And then it was either up to the adults to make it happen, or the child grows up and says, now I can do it myself. Thank you very much. And I kind of feel like here you are saying it. I'm going to do it myself. Let you know who's in.
Well, it's a combination. If the songs reach teenagers or preteens in their formative stages, then it could actually help shape their values, shape their drive, shape their desire to help others. If it's somebody who's already is fixed in the way they think, act, and behave, it's sometimes a little more difficult to get them to change or to get them to see new ways of looking at things, but not impossible. And therefore, I can get certain people through me, through others. It's not unheard of where someone, quote, sees the light. And I don't necessarily mean in the religious sense. I just mean in the sense of somebody just seeing and understanding something from a different perspective, or being open-minded to try to think of something a different way, and learning to be more accepting and tolerant of others, and perhaps more loving in the process.
Yeah, like the light bulb goes on.
Yeah, it could come from anywhere. It could come from a song. It could come from a photograph. It could come from a picture. It could come from a movie. It could come from anywhere. You just never know what it is that's going to affect you and change you, hopefully, for the better.
I think that's what makes your creativity so impactful, Sir Ivan, is you tap into a kind of a wide range of ages and of creative desires. You know, you have the 60s influence. A couple of your tracks have a little bit of an 80s vibe. There's certainly the whole electronic or EDM genre today is bigger than ever. I know you're working with some of the biggest DJs and producers on the planet. And this is crossing over into other genres of music and certainly audiences young and old. And I think that's what's so powerful, especially now with some of the Burning Man becoming so popular and Lightning in a Bottle and some of these transformational festivals. It's not just the club scene, but yet when you captivate a group of people and get them moving and dancing and smiling, and then add this the energy of the lyrics and the positivity that you're adding, it's a really, really effective tool. And so I applaud what you've been doing, not only creatively, but you know, the intent of it all.
I appreciate what you're saying. I actually, there's an expression my late father told me that was like, liars can figure, but figures don't lie. And in this case, the figures these days, and actually me being able to see who downloads my music from all over the world, who downloads one of my videos from anywhere in the world, who sends me an email or tries to reach out, leave me a message on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and I see that it has affected people globally, and I get positive reinforcement globally from people, and it's from the broadest spectrum of people. It's not a certain type. It's not just old hippies. It's not just new ravers. It's not just Republicans. It's not just Democrats. It's not just liberals. It's not just conservatives. What I'm doing is getting the universal support of the planet. I like to think of myself as the Earth's mascot, and just like you see a costume character at a football or a baseball or a basketball team urging the crowd to get excited about something and to cheer on the team for a victory, I wear my capes in the same way, as a mascot for the universe, to sort of rile up the fans of peace and get them to play an even more active role. And for those that are just sitting on the bench, since I'm using sports analogies, to get up from the bench, you get onto the field and play.
Well, you're tapping into general themes that there are no borders, there's no age, there's no, you know, cultural bias, you know, peace and unity and love. And you know, these are themes that everybody can relate to at any age.
Exactly. Unless you're a sociopath or a psychopath, you should be a fan of Tribe and a fan of Peace Man and a fan of what I'm doing.
Okay, well, there and nobody wants to be labeled that, so they're all your fans now. good way of doing it. That's great. You know, it was interesting that when I watched that scene that I was describing earlier in the show and watched all these things fall down and whatever, and during the war scene that you recreated, and I thought, you know, interestingly enough, when you said, wouldn't it be great if war could be fought with glow sticks, I said, we were having a meeting, and I said, I used to enjoy playing war. And Mark said, yeah, I used to too. And even Dorothy said, yeah, me too, when we were kids. And so there are elements that we could play in instead of, you know, and then we could all fall down and get up again and play again, as opposed to hurting each other.
My advice would be to teach kids to play a different game altogether.
Yeah, well, we were making.
There's enough games out there, and kids are creative enough to come up with new games. We don't need to play war anymore as kids.
Well, this we resonate so much with this, and I, you know, there's so much that gets carried from generation to generation because that's the way we've done things,
things. But that's what I'm saying. I think we've had just about enough of it.
Exactly. Right. We completely agree with you, and that's the way we see the world. And you know, I look back at some of the nursery rhymes, and certainly a lot of the cartoons, and some of these themes are so prevalent. So you know, we need more people like you that are just you know stopping the buck and starting a new way of you know, bringing forward a thought process and challenging people to create new games and new ways of being, and just, you know, focusing on peace and love and yet doing it in a fun, real, sexy, cool, edgy way. It doesn't have to be, kind of out there on the fringe as a lot of people used to, you know, put it. It's something that everybody really needs in their lives.
Exactly.
Which brings us to the next song. We have chosen of all the great songs to pick from, we picked Peace on Earth. So let's talk about that.
Well, that was one of my first original songs. I didn't write that much of the lyrics. It doesn't have great lyrics, many words, but I tweaked it. And it's, it's about living in a better world. It's like calling upon the planet to, get their act together.
Well, there it is. Peace on Earth, Sir Ivan Peaceman.
Ivan, I was reflecting as I'm listening to that over the years. It's ironic that you are a peace man, and that we've had the opportunity or are having the opportunity of exploring what that means, what your life's work is, the creativity, the music, your father's story, the inspiration. We're going to go much more into that in the next segment. But I find it ironic that you're peace man because you may not even remember, but I actually met you in the middle of a fight originally. And that's tongue in cheek because the fight was the Tyson Holyfield fight. And I had the benefit of being at the castle there for that infamous ear biting that evening. But it was one of my first exposures to your events. And then over the years, we had seen each other socially. And what I've always been impressed with is the decorum that you carry yourself with, and how you've always set the standard for carrying your message forward, but doing it in a way that that inspires the people that are around you to smile, to think differently, and hopefully they're taking that home to their families as well.
I appreciate that that I had that positive effect on you. And it's true. I remember that famous fight between Tyson and Holyfield. Who wouldn't remember the only time in history an athlete bit off another man's ear? But he's actually quite a nice fellow, Mike Tyson. I've met him years later personally, and whatever problems he may have had emotionally, I think he's gotten over, fortunately. And now he's on the right path himself. And while I admit to watching boxing and even UFC fighting, it's not a healthy thing. I wish I didn't enjoy watching that sort of sport like I do. But I was addicted to, I'm an admitted addict to it because that's just the way I was brought up. I was brought up old school where men fight, women don't. Men don't cry, women do. If somebody hits you, hit them back twice as hard. Don't start a fight, but if somebody picks one, don't walk away from it, and do your best to beat them up. I mean, this is the way I was brought up. So when you're brought up that way by both your mother and your father, it sticks with you.
You're bringing up such a huge point. Of course, it's going to lead to our next segment. But I wanted to mention that this is a big issue of transition right now. So many people enjoy, these gladiator sports, if you will, and a lot of us grew up with them. But it's also crossing over. There's more discussions going on for those that know of the Malcolm Gladwell video that's going around about how he's talking about football and how that's, going to change over time. And, so a lot of these aggressive sports are starting to get a different look in terms of the way consciousness is evolving. But that's probably a whole different show.
Unfortunately, that different look isn't in the majority. With UFC fighting being the fastest growing sport in the planet, it's a very sad story for the future of the planet.
I have heard a lot of honesty on this show, and I think that's one of the most honest and well put words from a man who's putting out peace that I have ever heard on the show. So I'm a huge fan. I was a fan before, but now a huge fan. Wow,
it encourages brutality at like the highest level I've seen since I was born and since I'm around. Tomorrow I turn 59, and I've never seen anything catch fire as fast as that UFC fighting has, and see the blood sport. See the blood sport that it is. When it becomes entertainment, when it becomes a sport, to choke another man—that's how you win, by choking the other person so that he blacks out. That's very nice, is it? Isn't that something wonderful that everybody should watch and clap and applaud? That this man can choke this guy and make him black out faster than another man can, or get him to give up. By tapping out. And why is he tapping out? Because you're about to break his bone, break his shoulder, break his arm, break his leg, break his ankle. What a wonderful sport. Choking people so that they almost die and practically breaking their bones. One day you'll see it, and it's not going to, I don't wish it upon the person it's going to happen to, but there are going to be deaths in that sport because the referee just isn't going to be able to slide over there in time or see something from a different angle, and then the world will regret that they ever made that a sport to begin with.
We were supposed to go to a commercial several minutes ago, but we're not going to do that because we have such a short time together, I feel. And I trust that this is not the last time, but like I said, these words are so powerful and so important. So thank you. And actually it leads perfectly into what we wanted to talk about before we ended the show. We wanted to give homage to your father more and you, of course, and to a project that you have coming up in the form of a new song. So in the few more minutes we have remaining, let's please talk about your father and bullying and your new song.
Well, I told you my late father was in the concentration camps and was one of the very lucky few to survive. But years before that, I mean, people think, Holocaust, World War II, they just started lining up Jews by the millions and throwing them in gas chambers. On the contrary, it was for at least 10 years prior to that, maybe from 1933 to 1943, they were already bullying Jews, discriminating against Jews, and in many different ways, making their lives miserable. So my father, as a young child, around the tender age of 10, 11, 12 years old, two bullying incidents he told me about as a child growing up. One being where a group of Nazi kids decided it was funny to throw the little Jew bastard in a lake. Only problem was my father didn't know how to swim. So he nearly drowned, and for the rest of his life, had a fear of the water and never took up swimming because of that. And another incident that was quite worse, and that was when he accompanied his father selling pelts and skins and textiles and buying them from the farmers at the slaughterhouse, and the very nice farmer's sons held my father by the ankles over a meat grinder while threatening to make Jew burger out of him. So that's something also that he carried with him for the rest of his life. So when it comes to bullying, I only have to look at those two examples to know that's why I want to see that no child, for whatever reason, religion, color, sexual preference, or the like, ever gets bullied, because it's something you'll carry with you forever. And for those that aren't as strong as my father was, some of them commit suicide at an alarming rate. That being the case, I wrote a song that's going to be coming out soon called Kiss All the Bullies Goodbye. It was produced by Paul Oakenfold, one of the greatest DJs and record producers out there. It features a vocal by Taylor Dane, who was signed to Arista years ago and had a smash hit called Tell It to My Heart. And I've got 9 remixes, meaning I have 9 different DJs that all did a separate version of the song. And each of those versions is going to go to an anti-bullying initiative. Some straight, some gay, because unfortunately the bullying in the LGBT community is the attempted suicide in that community is 4 to 5 times higher than in straight teenagers. So they're most affected. So that's why the video is geared towards their persecution. But symbolically, because it's all bullying them against, not just the bullying against the LGBT community.
It's an odd thing to say, but I look forward to that song, and it's odd only because it conjures up so many emotions within myself, and yet at the same time, it's a wonderful thing to say, because may we all look forward to that song, and may all of us going out there and supporting it help all the communities, organizations that are helping communities and children, especially with these bullying issues. The mission, of course, is to battle hatred, violence, bullying, and treat those who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, amongst many other things, as we've heard tonight, The foundation is thepeacemanfoundation.org or .com. And you can, I encourage you to go listen to the music, buy the music, share the music, share the causes, and the foundation's mission, as well as the website and this show, with as many people as you can to help bring awareness to what this man is doing. It has been a pleasure to have you on the show. It has been so great to start a deeper conversation than we have ever had before on these topics. Each one of these could be a show in its own, and maybe at some point they will. Sir Ivan, thank you so much. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you wanted to take a minute to share at this point?
No, you were quite thorough. I think it's time that your audience get to go to La La Land.
To La La Land, that's right. And that's a song for you, so go check it out. And so with that, we wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you. Ivan. It's the greatest way to spend it, talking to you guys. I hope I come back on the show.
We hope to have you back. And when you're in Los Angeles for these other projects we talked about before, we look forward to welcoming you here in person.
Likewise.
Until then, thank you for doing what you're doing. Ciao, ciao.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Wow, I've got a couple songs in my heart, a couple good feelings, and this was a great way to start the year.
Great
with this
way to
show.
Start the year.
Couldn't Absolutely. Think of a better way.
Absolutely.
Well, who thought of this? It had to be you, Mark Lejeune. And gratefully, Sir Ivan was available and more than willing to be on with us. It's by the way, almost midnight his time, so it's almost his birthday.
Perfect timing, and the real deal. I look forward to having more discussions with him and him being part of the Life Changes family, and hopefully we can continue to support Peace Man and the music and getting out the message.
And so with that, well, we wish you all a happy 2015 and a new year of peace. I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.